The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, January 3rd. What to know today about the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's most powerful general and the federal ban on flavored vaping products, plus mysterious drones, smart refrigerators, and how to see the first and one of the brightest meteor showers of 2020. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A major escalation in tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The New York Times reports President Trump ordered a drone strike to kill the Iran Revolutionary Guard's commander, Major General Qassem Soleimani. CNN calls him Iran's most revered military leader. The Times says the airstrikes hit cars carrying him and Iranian-backed militia members as they were leaving the Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. So why did this happen? The Pentagon put out a statement saying Soleimani was actively working on plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq, and that he and his forces were already responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American service members. The U.S. also believes it was his supporters who tried to storm the U.S. embassy in Baghdad earlier this week. The Pentagon says yesterday's airstrikes are meant to stop future attacks on Americans. Iran's foreign minister, though, called it an assassination, an act of international terrorism. It's not only a big deal for Iran and the U.S., as tensions have continued to build between the two countries, but one expert told CNN it's also a big deal for Iraq, where the airstrike actually happened. It looks like Iraq could become the battleground if this turns into a larger conflict. Reactions on Capitol Hill are mixed. The Hill reports some lawmakers are praising the move, saying it was a necessary action. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, for example, said, quote, "The price of injuring and killing Americans has just gone up drastically." But others are worried about unintended consequences. Some Democrats express concerns that it could involve the U.S. in another Middle East war, saying the Trump administration does not have a plan in place for what's next. And some say a strike like that needs approval from Congress first. Also of note, The Wall Street Journal reports the price of oil went way up last night in response to this attack in the Middle East. If the price increase stays put, it could eventually mean higher gas prices. Stay tuned. It's one of the largest evacuations in Australian history, as many people are forced to leave their homes because of huge wildfires. Yes, the situation there is getting worse. The AP reports Navy ships had to rescue hundreds of people from beaches, and tens of thousands of residents and vacationers were told to leave. NPR reports there's been an unprecedented number of wildfires in the eastern part of the country, where officials have now issued another state of emergency. Back in the U.S., another presidential hopeful is out of the race. Democrat Julian Castro ended his campaign for president, saying, quote, "It simply isn't our time." But he said he's not done fighting for the nation. CBS News reports the former mayor of San Antonio, Texas, is dropping out just a month before the Iowa caucuses. He also did not make the cut for last month's televised debate. The next Democratic debate is January 14th. We heard this might happen, and now it's here. The FDA is banning most flavored vaping products. CNBC reports companies only have 30 days from now to stop the distribution of most fruit and mint flavors. So pretty much any flavor that is not tobacco or menthol will be pulled off shelves. The reason? Those flavors are popular with teenagers. Remember, the use of e-cigarettes is now considered an epidemic among teens. So this is an effort to curb that problem. The tobacco and menthol flavored pods will still be available. They're considered less appealing to kids and are more targeted to adults who want to quit smoking traditional cigarettes. Now, this ban is a little less strict than some people had in mind. The flavors ban only applies to e-cigarettes that use pre-filled nicotine cartridges. NBC News reports if adults want the flavored products, they can still fill their pods up manually at vape shops. The company U-Haul says anyone who smokes cigarettes or uses nicotine at all will not be hired, at least in some states. ABC News says the new rule only applies in the 21 states where it's okay for an employer not to hire someone based on their nicotine usage. So that means states like Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Texas, and Pennsylvania. U-Haul says it's because they're invested in the well-being of its team members. But critics say this still punishes people who have taken steps to quit smoking by using other nicotine products like patches, gum, or e-cigarettes. Mysterious drones are flying in two states, and no one seems to know why. The Washington Post reports they've been spotted in rural Colorado and Nebraska for weeks, and officials can't figure out who is flying these drones. The Denver Post says there have been at least 17 mysterious drones spotted in Colorado. Officials say they don't appear to be dangerous, but it's odd. The FAA is now investigating. In fact, federal regulators have proposed a new rule for drones so they can keep better track of who is flying them. GeekWire says under the proposed rule, all drones would have to be registered and transmit electronic identification codes while in flight. Stay tuned to see if it happens. A quick heads up about writing out the year 2020. Consumer advocates warn that you should not try to abbreviate the year in contracts, checks, or other documents. USA Today reports it's too easy for scammers and other dishonest people to change that date. So, for example, instead of writing 1-3-20 for today's date, you should write the full 2020 at the end. Otherwise, someone could easily add that extra two numbers to make it look like the contract or check is good until the year, say, 2027. Are you ready for even smarter refrigerators? Two companies are gearing up to unveil their versions of smart fridges that use artificial intelligence to scan and identify your food. The idea is that the fridge will be able to tell you what food you have, what food items you're short on, and even offer recipes based on the food you have in the fridge. The Verge says both Samsung and LG are expected to come out with these AI-enabled refrigerators as soon as next week. They've had smart fridges before that let you see what's inside from your smartphone, but the artificial intelligence takes it to the next level with smarter recommendations. The first meteor shower of the year is this weekend, and it's supposed to be one of the best and brightest, with 60 to 200 shooting stars visible every hour. The Quadrantids meteor shower will only last a few hours, and you have to be willing to stay up late. It's supposed to peak late tonight into early Saturday in North America, with the best time to watch about 2 or 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Of course, what you see will depend on your location and the weather. Clouds could be an issue in the east and west. Still, USA Today says the Quadrantids are known for their bright fireball meteors, and they have a large explosion of light and color that can last longer than a normal meteor streak. It's time for the NFL playoffs, with the wild card round happening this weekend. Two games Saturday and another two on Sunday. First up, the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. USA Today says the Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, and the New Orleans Saints have the best chances of making it all the way to the Super Bowl. But stay tuned, we'll know for sure in a few weeks. Super Bowl 54 is just 1 month away on Sunday, February 2nd. The 77th Golden Globe Awards show is this Sunday. And an interesting note about it, guests at the Golden Globes will not be eating any meat at the ceremony. E! News says the menu at this year's award show is all plant-based as a way to raise awareness about how our choices impact the environment. Single-use plastic is also banned from the event. As for the nominees, The Hollywood Reporter says Netflix leads in both film and TV nominations with 17 in each category. Ricky Gervais is returning as the host for the fifth time. You can watch the Golden Globes this Sunday on NBC, and the pre-show will be live-streamed on Facebook. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show. It means so much when you tell your friends and family about the Newsworthy or post about it on social media. It helps us continue to grow so we can keep providing the day's news each weekday. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode. Just look in today's show notes in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.